Shalom to all. Today we're learning Sachas Sanhedrin Perek Tes Mishnah Beis Mishnah Gimel, and today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi B'zecher Find Yosef Hagon B'Karav Mamesh, and we continue discussing who would be Chayev Misa. So the Mishnah tells us Nischayim L'Hargis Behema, if a person intended to kill an animal of Hargis Adam, but he ended up killing a person who was right next to the animal, or L'Avikchavim, he intended to kill a non-Jew of Hargis Yisrael and he ended up killing a Yid, or Nilumfalim, he intended to kill a Nefel, which is a child who's born that even though it looks like it's alive, it's non-viable. It most definitely will die, and therefore is not considered living halachically. Hargis Ben Kayama, but he ended up killing a child that's a Ben Kayama, one that will end up living. In all these cases, Pater, he's Pater, because from the offset, what he intended to do never would have been Mechayev Misa. A similar din, Nischam al-Kaisa Masnav. This assailant intended to strike the victim on his loins. That's what Masnav is. We're just going to translate it as the hip. But Valoy HaBakadei L'Hamas al-Masnav, this blow that he struck him with wasn't strong enough to kill him. However, V'Hachal al-Libay, that blow of his ended up landing on his heart, on his chest. V'Hay HaBakadei L'Hamas al-Libay, and was strong enough to kill him because it struck him on his chest, which requires less strong of a blow to kill the person. Vamase, and the guy died, putter. The assailant is still putter. That's because when he swung his baseball bat from the beginning, it was never with an intention to kill. Again, he intended to strike the guy in his hip, and that blow on the hip would not have killed the guy. He didn't have very good aim. He wasn't too good of a baseball player, so it ended up landing on the guy's heart and killing him. That wasn't what the intention was in the first place, so therefore he's not chayiv. Another example, Nischam al-Kaisa al-Libay, let's say he intended to strike the guy on his heart with the bat. Vahyaba kedei l'hamas al-Libay, and it was strong enough that if he had struck him on his heart, he would have died. But v'hachala masnav, as we said, the guy was a bad baseball player and ended up hitting the guy on his hip. But the blow was not strong enough to kill him, just hitting him on the hip. V'mes, but the guy ended up dying anyway. Pater, he's pater in this case as well, because the same reason, the swing of the bat from the offset was not strong enough to kill him on the place that he struck him on, and therefore he's pater. Another din, nischav l'hakis is a gadol, v'lo yabagdei l'hamas ha-gadol. He wanted to strike a gadol, but it wasn't strong enough to kill that person. V'hachala al-katan, it ended up hitting somebody smaller or younger, and was strong enough to kill that smaller younger person. V'mes, and the guy died. Pater, he's pater, because he never intended to do such a blow on such a person. Also, if he intended to strike a katan, and was strong enough to kill the katan, it ended up landing on a gadol, but it wasn't strong enough to kill the gadol. But v'mes, the guy died anyway. Pater, he's also pater here. And again, that's because all these share the same common denominator, the kavana, the intention, and the strength of the blow, and where it was supposed to land, don't all match up with each other. Aval, however, says Mishnah, he intended to strike him on the hip, and the strength of the blow was strong enough to kill him if it indeed did land on the hip. And what happened? As we said, he was a bad baseball player, he ended up hitting the guy in the heart, and the guy died. Chayiv is chayiv, because even though he struck the wrong place on the body, the original blow was intended for the hip, which requires a much stronger strike and could have killed him on the hip, so he's still chayiv for killing him, even though he hit him on the wrong spot of the body. And similarly, if he intended to strike a gadol, and it was strong enough to kill that gadol, so that means it was a really strong blow, and it ended up going on a katan, and the katan died, chayiv is chayiv too. However, Rishimon says that no, even if he intended to kill one person, but he ended up killing a different one, pater, he's going to be pater. We've got the Mishnah Gimel with another din, a murderer who got mixed up with other people, kulin p'tur, and all them are pater. For example, we have two guys standing next to each other, an arrow flies out from one of them and kills somebody, and we don't know who shot the arrow, we're going to say that both of them are putter. And the chesh over here is, even if one of them is a tamim, he's a tzaddik, he's a sweet yid, and we know for sure that he didn't shoot the arrow, the other guy is a thug and part of the mafia, so he for sure did it. Nonetheless, since we don't have 100% proof, we're not going to be mechayev either of them. Now the Mishnah moves on to another din of safek, discussing, let's say we have a shar aniskal, a shar killed somebody, and bezin paskind, okay, we have to give the shar skila, but then that shar got mixed up with other shvarim. What do we do? So according to Tanakama, we have to give skila to all those shvarim, even though only one of them is chayiv. That's because we have to be yotzer our mitzvah, our chiyuv of skila. However, Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, no, kind of nice to the kippah, we could just take all these shvarim, all these oxen, lock them up in a room, and they'll just starve to death, and we don't actually have to stone all of them. But we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Moving on, kol chayiv misa shenu sarv b'zeh, all different types of people are chayiv misa. They got mixed up with each other. Nidana b'kala, we judge them with the lighter, meaning the less chumer of the two types of misas. For example, haniskal and banisrafim, we have two groups of people that got mixed up with each other. Some of them are chayiv skila, other are chayiv srefa. So which one is considered the more makel? Rib Shimon says nidan b'skila. They're judged with skila, shasrefa chamura, because according to Rib Shimon, srefa is more chamur. Whereas the chamur and the chamur say that no, nidan b'srefa. They're judged with srefa, shaskila chamura, because skila is more chamur. Now Rib Shimon told the chamim, ilu loy haisa srefa chamura. If srefa was not more chamur, loin in the bas kain shazinsa, then we wouldn't give srefa to a bas kain who's mezane. We'd give her skila like a regular Jewish namurasa who is mezane. So it must be the srefa is more chamur. However, Amrulai, they responded to him, ilu loy haisa skila chamura. If skila wasn't more chamur, loin in the We wouldn't give skila to somebody who curses Hashem or is Oved Avodah Zarah, which is the most chamar averus, and that's their proof that skila is more chamar. Lastly, let's say people are chayv hereg, got mixed up with people who are chayv chenek. So Rav Shimon says b'sayif, they get killed with the sword, they get hereg because chenek is more chamar, whereas the chamar say b'chenek, they get chenek because according to them, hereg is more chamar. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow the Mishnah Daled Hey, continue to discuss chayv mises bezdin. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.